That's for my crazy day. My packed commute. All those unread emails in my inbox. But I'm getting stronger, faster, and pushing myself further every day. I don't care if I'm not like everyone else. This punching bag is the best way to end my day.
Fearless is knowing yoga isn't your style. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits at fepblue.org/getmore.
Welcome back to Locked On Colts, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Matt Dainley. Thank you guys for joining me once again. I am going to complete through the next few weeks or several weeks until Locked On Colts can find themselves another host. And so today we're going to go through some of the previews and such about what the Colts could be seeing in training camp and stuff. I'm going to go a few positions here today, and we'll move on to some positions here in the future. For right now, let's go through the quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers. First of all, quarterback, Luck is the unquestioned starter here. He is definitely going to be the guy, regardless of any of his catching up with his shoulder surgery and so on and so forth. He is out on the PUP list. This isn't a real issue. It just basically is going to be him sitting out either most of or all of training camp. And I expect him to be back during the regular season. Even if he's not, I've told you guys this doesn't worry me or bother me. A few weeks out of the team, out of the season, isn't a big deal. The Colts have started 0-2 the past three seasons. The Colts have won 11-8-8 in that. And then in the 2015, Luck was out for nine games. So they still won eight games with Matt Hasselbeck under center. So this goes to show you that it's possible for the Colts still to stay competitive, even if he is to lose a couple games at the beginning of the season. And it's just not that big a deal at the beginning of the season, to be quite honest with you. This is a rebuild year. I've told you guys this in the past, and I don't see any real complications coming throughout the rest of the season. If he has to sit out two and plays 14 games, I think the Colts will still be good with that. And we get to the second and third quarterback here. As of now, it's Scott Tolzien and Stephen Morris. I think that's fairly clear. I've also spoken about how much I like Stephen Morris and what he brings to the team if he was to end up being under center for any period of time whatsoever. I think Scott Tolzien offers the veteran leadership, so to speak, that still is available there. Although, on the other hand, I see Stephen Morris as much more capable in various aspects. Stephen Morris isn't a statue like Scott Tolzien. He's got a stronger arm. He's more accurate on the run. And to be quite honest with you, he allows the offense to be more diverse with what they plan to do. Chudzinski is a guy who's known to dial up some kind of interesting plays and packages, and I think Stephen Morris fits that bill a little bit better. Whether or not he actually gets the number two role as the quarterback, as the backup to Andrew Luck, is quite a ways from being determined. But I still think that Stephen Morris is probably the future backup of the Colts, if not this year. But right now, Scott Tolzien is that number two guy. Stephen Morris is going to have to really kind of work his butt off, I think, in camp and show what he did last year through preseason to even probably have a chance. I think they just like Scott Tolzien. They're already spending the $2 million on him this year, and I think that they'll probably go forward with that. Moving on to running backs, Gore is absolutely the starter unless something changes as far as his health or otherwise. I think that Gore is a good running back at his age even. But it was clear last year that the offensive line was paving the way for him to get those additional yards. The Colts were pretty bad and almost worst in the league when you look at second and third level rushing yards. There wasn't a lot of a good to come from that, which means that Gore wasn't able to put his foot on the gas pedal once getting through the line. The Colts were first in stuff percentage, which means that they got him to the line of scrimmage and beyond. And the Colts were also very good in getting him those initial 3 or 4 yards or helping to get him those 3 or 4 yards. He didn't create a bunch of it. So I like Gore. I think that he's obviously the initial starter. I don't think that that's going to change, but we really like what Turbin Mack bring to the backfield. I think that Turbin's a guy who's going to get more of a duty this year. He's going to definitely work on third downs, but he's also going to be a spot you know, first and second down guy for Gore, because Gore is going to be 34. I mean, or I take that back. He is 34. It's just not going to be something that the Colts can push off. They're going to have to use him because Gore just isn't going to be the same. I mean, I just don't see that. If he is, and he's even better than last year, then the Colts are sincerely lucky, and so are the rest of the backfield. They need some time for Marlon Mack to grow, but I also see Mack as a possible guy who can come in there and shoot off those long runs, and you know, given him, he's definitely going to improve the second and third level rushing yards is what I'm getting at, more or less. I don't see him necessarily bumping into that number two, but I also do see Turbin and Mack being able to share that second role in the backfield for the Colts. But Gore, Turbin, and Mack are obviously going to be that. Now, the interesting part comes in here when you look at who's going to be that third guy. Troymaine Pope, Josh Ferguson, Dalton Crossan. I have to give Dalton Crossan, even though I haven't seen much of him other than on tape, I think that Dalton Crossan is a guy who definitely is going to be battling for that. Josh Ferguson showed little to nothing last year. He's going to have to prove that he can run between the tackles, because Crossan can and Pope can. Neither one of them are built like a Gore or a Turbin or anything like that. But, you know, Crossan is a speedy guy. Troymaine Pope is a quality running back. Ferguson's going to have his work cut out for him. As of now, I've got Troymaine Pope in there, but I think that's going to change. I think that Dalton Crossan's definitely going to be the number four guy if they go with four running backs. We have to keep this in mind. We really don't know what their thought process is on how many they're going to keep, but I personally believe that the Colts will keep four. I think that that's something they need to do, and Josh Ferguson also has some of that return ability that they like. We don't really know who they're going to use, whether it's him, Chester Rogers, or, you know, another guy like Quan Bray, who's been back there and done well in the past. We don't know. The Colts did have some luck last year with a running back being in the return game. You know, it was a return against the Green Bay Packers. I really was a big fan of that. Maybe Marlon Mack can fit in there too. We just don't know. If Mack can prove that he can return the ball, then I think that the Colts are in pretty good shape, and I think that they're going to be able to go forward with three. If not, then they may have to add that fourth, depending on what they want to do with the return game. Let's stop for a second and run through SeatGeek. Buying tickets to sports and concerts can be complicated, but there's a better, simpler way to buy with SeatGeek. SeatGeek's the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to live events. With SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets in just two taps. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. There's nothing quite like seeing your favorite team or musician in person, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for a great value. I've told you guys last year that I do indeed have SeatGeek on my phone and have used it, and it is by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere with just a few taps and instantly find my seats. Used them actually in week 8 last year for the Chiefs game. I've used them since for concerts, etc., etc. SeatGeek's designed to make your ticket buying experience easier than ever. It saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals. You get the most bang for your buck. SeatGeek grades every single ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats that fit your budget. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Make SeatGeek your go-to app for finding the best deals on every type of ticket, from sports, concerts, comedy, and theater. Best of all, our listeners get $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code LONFL today. That's the promo code LONFL for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Download it today. Let's move on to the wide receivers here. We got Hilton, Moncrief, Aiken, and Rogers. Those are my top four. Think Dorsett's on the outside looking in right away. Quan Bray behind him, in my own personal opinion. That can change depending a lot, like I said, on what the Colts tend to do with return value for some of these guys. Now, they've got Rogers there, who did do some punt return last year. Talked to Kevin Bowen the other day, and he seemed to think that Rogers was good enough for the Colts to only carry four or five receivers in that regard. So basically, Dorsett is right now at the door. And if any of these undrafted guys will shine in camp or prove that they can be multifaceted. They can work in the slot, work on the outside. They may even have a chance to do a little bit of return duties themselves. If they can find that they are a necessary piece to keeping this, Dorsett could be on the way out. They do have some size with Moncrief and Aiken. Rodgers isn't a short guy, but he's not built, you know, like a big possession receiver. He's somewhere of an intermix between Hilton and the rest of the guys, and not necessarily by height, but by build. And that way, the Colts have a nice mix of possession and downfield receivers as well. You've got Doyle. Don't forget, you know, the tight end group. They're going to offer some of that. Swoop should offer some of that downfield attack as well. But right now, Hilton, Moncrief, Aiken, and Rodgers are my top four. Dorsett is very much in the red as far as I'm concerned. Quan Bray would be next. I think you got to love Bug Howard, a guy with his size. Tavon Smith's been there for a while. JoJo Natson offers a real consistent ability to return the ball. Super speedy, as we've heard from our friend George Bremer. But a lot of these guys, Al Damien Riles, Fred Brown, Harvey Benford, don't know much about them. Chris Briggs, that dude's 6'5". So if that guy's got any speed and he's got some good hands, look out. That could be another addition to a mixture of a tight end wide receiver hybrid type guy, depending on what he actually looks like. I mean, if he's a beanpole at 6'5", that's not going to happen. And I'll be honest with you, I've not seen him. So I want to see him in camp. I'm excited to see what he can offer. And if he can offer anything there as well as Bug Howard, you know, another guy with some size, and he's built up a little bit. You know, it'll be interesting to see if he, either of those guys, Dorsett and Bray, you know, what the intermix of them is. So I'm kind of excited to see that group from the wide receiver position as well, especially from five down, because you really want to see who's getting it, who is attaching, who attacks the ball, how they run their routes, so on and so forth. It'll be interesting because Dorsett right now, like I said, he hasn't been on the field. He's not offering much. You know, any of these guys come in and they beat him out, I don't think that Dorsett's a guy that you consider to be so important that you hang on to him. So we'll continue with this as we go on. I'll do the tight ends and the offensive line later on. And for right now, it's just a quarterback, running back, and wide receivers. Thank you, guys. Obviously, I told you that I've moved on to the Stampede Blue Colts cast. You guys can still catch me on Twitter at @MDanley_NFL. If you guys want to subscribe to my new show, you guys can do that on iTunes. It's virtually everywhere right now as well. But thank you guys for joining me from the beginning here on Locked On Colts. I really appreciate your listenership and you guys, your interaction and everything else. But for now, I will talk to you guys all later on right here on Locked On Colts.